listener production.
I'm Sean Maynard with your news briefing. Fire Corps investigators will return to the scene of an inferno that all but destroyed a carpentry warehouse at Brompton yesterday, threatening a number of neighbouring businesses. Crews managed to stop the flames from spreading to a gin distillery next door, but falling bricks from the burning building smashed a number of bottles. The damage bill is unknown. Declan Dwyer from the MFS says it could have been a whole lot worse.
If the fire had sort of breached into that area there whilst we were still setting up, that would have sort of created a pretty significant explosion.
Seven, a damage bill is being finalised, but workers at nearby businesses have lashed out, saying there'd often been dozens of people loitering at the property on weekends. Police have concerns for the welfare of a missing mum and her three children. Vanessa Jonas and 9-year-old Baden, 6-year-old Havana and 4-year-old Ariana were last seen at Gillers Plains at about 3 p.m. on Saturday. 33-year-old Vanessa's of Aboriginal appearance, 160 centimetres tall, of slim build with long dark brown hair, brown eyes and a tattoo on her right forearm. It's believed the family may be in the northern suburbs somewhere. Anyone who knows their whereabouts can contact police on 131 444. Protesters have been fined more than $200,000 after a court ruled they'd unlawfully picketed a multi-million dollar development in the CBD. A group of around 30 people, some in CFMEU clothing, had gathered on East Terrace in 2019 over matters related to a commercial dispute, but a judge found the conduct during the rally was serious, deliberate and unjustified. A disaster has been averted off the New South Wales coast with a stranded cargo ship pulled further out to sea overnight. The ship lost power yesterday with 21 crew on board, drifting towards cliffs as it was battered by waves of more than 8 metres, sparking fears it had run aground. Three tugboats have now helped tow it to safer waters. That family budget could cop another blow this afternoon if the Reserve Bank makes it 3 rate rises on the trot. They've jumped 0.75% since May, as the RBA tries to rein in Australia's surging inflation rate. Chief economist at UTS Tim Harcourt says if not today, then probably next month.
In case of whether they decide to do it in July or hold their fire till later, it might be that they want to ratchet them up reasonably steadily to choke off the inflationary impulses.
Overseas, and at least 6 people have died and 24 hospitalised after a shooting at a July 4 parade in the US. The incident unfolding just minutes into the event near Chicago. Police are searching for the alleged shooter, believed to be armed and dangerous. Well, for the first time since his Wimbledon debut in 2014, and Nick Kyrgios is into the quarterfinals. He's done it the hard way, beating American Brandon Nakashima in 5 sets. Kyrgios revealing he was flat in the first set, tanking the fourth, but he's over the moon to make it through.
You know, it wasn't anywhere near my best performance, you know, level-wise, but I'm just super happy to get through. You know, I fought really hard today. The crowd was amazing. It was special stepping out here once again.
Now, next up, it's Chilean Christian Garin, who came from 2 sets down to beat Alex Diminor. Fellow Aussie Alia Tomjanovic is through to the quarters for the second time. Crows midfielder Matt Crouch is awaiting an AFL recall after strong Sandful form in recent weeks. Assistant coach Scott Burns says he's certainly in the conversation.
When he's at his best, he's a very, very good AFL player and he's done everything right, like I've said. But you know, what we do is we'll assess who's sore, who's not sore this week and find out the best mix that we think's for us and the best mix to play Hawthorn.
Adelaide hustling themselves for that game at Marvel on Sunday. Porter on the night before, they're hosting the Giants, needing to win most of their last 7, if not all, to remain a slim chance of sneaking into the finals. Listener.